insisted on traveling third class. Anything else would have been a criminal waste of cash.
Get to the point, Watson. What was this vital information held by the ecclesiastical gentleman?
The Reverend Geoffrey C. Elman has never heard of your client, his wife, or his missing cash box.
Never heard? Then why did he send the telegram?
He didn't send the telegram. He denied all knowledge of it. This wire, sir, is a scandalous forgery, the origin of which shall certainly be investigated by the police.
Remarkable.
Yes, that was Mr. Amberley's reaction. Except that he doesn't have your gift for brevity of expression. He'll probably still be going on about the waste of time and money all the way back to London tonight.
Ah.
Holmes.
I'm afraid there aren't any more trains tonight. I checked after your hasty departure. I seem to have unwittingly condemned you to the horrors of a country inn.
Oh.
Watson, look on the bright side. There's always nature. Nature and Josiah Amberley. You can be in close commune with both. Good night.
Now then, just what were you doing in there?
Good evening, Parker.
Mr. Holmes?
Well done. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Well, I don't consider it good enough.
So you say.
After causing me to waste an entire day, he can't even be in his rooms when we call there. I suppose he's engaged on some more interesting case, eh?
If he were, Mr. Amberley, he'd hardly have left us instructions to meet him at your house. Now, would he?
I suppose not. You forgive me, Doctor. This business... Well, you understand.
Yes, Mr. Amberley, I understand.
Dr. Watson.
Whatever's the matter?
My house, sir. The front door's wide open. For pity's sake, don't tell me I've been robbed again.
Mr. Amberley, good morning. Won't you come in?
How dare you set foot in my house without my permission, sir? And who is this person?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, I think I'd like to hear the answer to that.
Watson, forgive me. You have met, I believe.
I don't think being followed by someone constitutes a formal introduction.
No, perhaps not. Gentlemen, allow me to introduce my friend and fellow practitioner, Mr. Rory Barker.
Mr. Amberley? Dr. Watson?
Barker's also been interesting himself in your business, Mr. Amberley.
Not by my leave, he hasn't. Is this your doing, Holmes?
No. We've been working independently.
But we do both have the same question to ask you.
Yes, indeed.
What is the question?
What did you do with the bodies?
Stop him, Watson! Let me go!
No, my friend. Get his other arm, Barker.
All right.
You can let me free. It was the shock, that's all. The shock.
Are you all right, Watson?
More or less, thank you.
Excellent. Now, be so good as to close the door and make sure it doesn't get away, would you?
Very good.
Oh, how dare you, sir. You have the insolence to accuse me of some crime.
I do.
And you attack me like a common ruffian. In my state of health.
Watson,
nothing wrong with his health that I know of.
Fools!
No shortcuts! Spit it out! I say!
Got it. Doctor?
I don't know. Could be cyanide.
As good as a confession. Damn you. Damn you all.
You're sure that he can handle him on his own?
Oh, Barker's quite capable of subduing him, if need be.
Yes, I noticed that arm lock. Britsu, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I wonder where he could have learned Japanese wrestling.
From an expert.
Yes, I thought so. I didn't know you'd been taking pupils.
I've passed on a few things here and there.
Are you going to tell me where Barker fits into all this, now?
Well, as I said, he's a private detective. Several good cases to his credit. He was retained by Dr. Ernest's family when he disappeared.
He's been